Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mail Right podcast. Today is episode number 429, and we're continuing with a somewhat of a continuation of our last subject, was do-it-yourself website builders. Now we're moving on to a review of theme-forced and other online real estate do-it-yourself theme builders. We're basically going to continue our conversation and review some of the places and themes that you can get like a do-it-yourself product from. Is that, did you agree with my description there, John?
I did a little bit.
Okay. And we're going to talk about some of the best real estate themes from ThemeForce. This is a subject we've never covered before. It's highly specific for some DIYers where we're covering the subject because if there was ever going to be a time, now's going to be it. A lot of people are going to be looking to cut budgets and kind of bunker up while still trying to maintain the idea of owning their own website. And this is your path to do that. John is absolutely one of the best guys to have this discussion with. So I'm extremely excited to get into it. Before we do though, John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for the handful of people that might be tuning in for the first time?
I hope they are. I hope we get some more listeners. I think we're doing reasonably well. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We build websites on WordPress. We provide themes and then semi-customized, full customized, plus a platform, a CRM, and a load of other digital tools that can help you get leads. Back over to you, Robert.
And my name is Robert Newman. I am the founder of Inbound REM, which is another real estate marketing company. We are actually a real estate marketing first company. We focus on content, SEO, but we consider ourselves a marketing company first, a real estate and website development company second. So that makes us very different than most of the other companies that are out there. Anyway, if you want to learn more about us or what we do, just go to inboundrem.com. It's all over my cap. It's in the background. You can see plenty of places. You can learn so many good things on our website. Without any further ado, let's drill right into this really meaty, exciting topic for those of you who are looking to maybe do it yourself. Number one on our list to talk about is a WordPress theme that I believe, if I say this correctly, is pronounced houses, but with Z's, H-O-U-Z-E-Z. Is that right?
Well, I was hoping you could have put me correct, but that was my assumption as well.
Okay. So for those of you that we're going to do something here, John, if John gives me the authority as my co-host, I would like to actually share the screen and kind of like look at this theme. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to go over here. Whoopsie. Go here. There we go. Ba-da-da-da. All right, $69. Talk to us about this theme. It's got 2,200 reviews, mostly 5-star. Why don't you let us know what your impressions are, John?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. I think what I'm going to say can apply to most of the solutions. There is one that's non. There's a couple here. One that's not theme forest that came on my radar. It's supposed to have about 35 active customers, 35,000 active that bought this theme, and it's $69. But I think you got to understand what you're getting involved with, and as long as you understand what you're getting involved with, you're going to be happy. If you don't, I think you could be a little bit unhappy. And what do I mean by that? It's what they're offering for $69 is quite amazing because they've got a lot of different looks. And it's a good value proposition. And they use Elementor as the page builder that gives you a certain degree of flexibility. The other factor is you're going to need good hosting. You need to go with something like WP Engine, Kinster, Liquid Web, Conversio, something like that. Don't go with GoDaddy or Bluehost because this is a big theme and it needs really good resources. And as long as you have those resources, you're going to be reasonably happy. The other thing I would say that applies to all these is you're getting amazing value. The tricky bit is, yes, you can customize them to a certain degree, but don't go overboard with it, because that leads down a warren, and you're going to get, don't utilize the layouts that they're providing and do a little bit of custom, you know, changing images, moving things from the left to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide you're going to start, and it does provide some IDX integration with IDX plugins, but this is where people make the mistake. If you're going to, I don't remember with this particular theme, if they offer a list of IDX plugins that they reckon they work with, some of the others they do. But don't go overboard with the IDX integration. This is a good starter idea, or where you don't want a load of customization. You're satisfied. You're going to do some minor modification. And as long as you accept that and don't spend ages trying to knock stuff around, you're going to be happy. And I think it provides pretty good value. What do you reckon, Robert?
I mean, I agree. I do agree. Like, we looked at an example. Everybody saw me clicking around. Ben Stevens opted to use this theme. And then what he did is he had a design company unplug the theme. Okay. And why would you do that? Because there's a lot of things that happen in website design that people don't understand happen intuitively. And a great example is, I think one of the places the web development team got in there and probably customized it is this little thing right here. This thing in the middle, the digital market of the year, the client testimonials. It's not necessarily true that this theme is going to have this as the layout. As a matter of fact, they say on the store, websites designed by our customers. So in good places, you're talking about, so here's one in the US that's relevant to us, RyanMelcher.com. And so what he did is he figured out how to take the houses theme and plug in a video into the background, probably using Elementor, as you already said, to do this. And then kind of created this whole entire site by like, and in terms of $69 for a theme, hell yeah, I like that. That's a great price. If you have the ability to unpack it and design it, if you have any skills whatsoever working with WordPress, then it's a hell of a price. But if you don't have skills, you're going to end up spending that money on assistants to unpack this thing and actually customize most of these things.
You're so right. It's difficult to explain, folks. If you can, it's known when to stop. You just accepting that this is a bridgehead. This is a way to get a reasonably good website up and running for $69 plus your hosting. And if you want IDX or start doing a lot of customization, I think you want to hire somebody like Robert or come to Mel Riot or whoever you choose and find out what the options are. I wouldn't recommend that you, if you've got more budget, that you don't find what the options are rather than going down, which can turn out, I'm not saying about this particular theme, but can, with these theme forest themes, can turn into a little bit of a nightmare if you push it too far, based on my experience, Robert.
I used to build out other people's themes and we created our own. Okay. And so I went through this whole experience where you think when you're looking at this, like you look at the pages that are being designed and being offered, a listing meta composer, a property details page, a half map page, and you think to yourself, this should do the trick. And then you discover there's 10, 15, 20 other pages that are probably not, that are somewhat, maybe small pages, contact forms, I can go on, little pages you don't realize you need. And by the time you get into those pages, you start to understand no matter what, you probably have to hire assistants unless you are a reasonably skilled online person, which I thought I was, and I couldn't do it. Full stop. I thought I was reasonably skilled and discovered that I could not get done what I wanted to do with these themes. I ended up having to hire people out of, or let me rephrase, I could do it, but what took me 16 hours would take somebody else 30 minutes.
Yeah, story. I think also with pages coming online, the situation's got a little bit, but also the sophistication of what happens, folks, is you choose one of these and then you see about three or four other people's website, somebody in your office or somebody in your region, and it's a semi-complete different look, and you try and modify this look to match the look of something else, or there's one particular theme in look in this theme because they provide a load of different layouts. And you get one that looks kind of semi, but not really. And then you go down the warren where you're trying to customize it all to look like this one that you really like. I can tell you, folks, don't do it. You're going to waste a ton of time. Just don't go. Listen to Uncle Jonathan. Don't save yourself a load of money in aggro. Don't go there. You're better off hiring somebody or hiring an agency, I don't care who it is, if you want that, rather than thinking you're going to customize something like this.
Yeah, another tricky thing that is still tricky because it's tough to cover the subject properly in a short little thing, but Houses mentions briefly, oh, hey, the best way to set these websites up is integrate MLS data. Here's the list of MLSs that we support. There's about about 50. There's 800 MLSs in the US. 800. 50 are covered. 5%. Not all the big ones are covered here. I can tell you already they're missing one of the main MLSs out of Houston. So you got to, which is massive. That is a massive, it's not included.
Yeah, I noticed that. And they don't really talk about using IDX plugin solution, which some of the others, they're doing direct. And you're totally right. Don't do that, folks. Don't go there because, accept what it is and accept it's good value and it's a good start, but control your enthusiasm. Shall we go on to the next one, Rob?
Sure. Number two. Residence, real estate, WordPress theme. So, John, talk to us a little bit about this one, please. I'm going to put it up on the screen for those of you who are following along.
I think it's very similar to Holses, whatever it's called. One thing, it's around the same price. I think it's I don't know how many downloads they've got, but I think it's one of the more popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably in the tens of thousands. I quite like the look of some of their layouts. The interesting thing that's a bit, that when you read I did have a read of their documentation and that, they're quite proud of their integration with HubSpot. Robert, I don't quite get that because but the truth is, folks, is that there's a lot. This is another bit of advice here, folks. You're better off going to Mailwright or going to Robert or going to some agency that specializes in real estate rather than going to a regional digital marketing agency, because I know for a fact, because I used to work with the second largest digital agency as their web developer in Northern Nevada, and they know about online marketing, but they don't know anything about the real estate industry, And if they get a real estate client, they actually buy one of these themes. And then they get somebody like me to customize it. And they have a front person that works with the client, and you have to talk to your colleague and you hammer away at it. But they actually utilize these themes. And I worked on a couple of these projects, and you hate it as a developer working with one of these themes and hammering away. So be aware of that, because you can be charged a lot of money and you don't really know what you're getting. And so I kind of think the HubSpot thing is kind of, it's geared at a regional agency that's charged, you know, that has a HubSpot account that's actually running campaigns, and they knock this up for somebody that's approached them. Is that making sense, Rob?
Relatively. So for those people listening to the show, HubSpot is another CRM option. It integrates incredibly well with WordPress, which is why this theme would hammer away at the idea that it integrates. It's not very useful for most real estate agents, because in general, unless you're using your CRM to do emails and things like that, it's probably killing a mouse with a bazooka. For a very small set of tech forward real estate agents, a WordPress themed combo with HubSpot, which is exactly what I use, is going to be incredibly efficient. It's just a big learning curve for most people, not all, just most. So if you're thinking, oh, I know tech, I know CRMs, then this might be exciting for you. In terms of what John said, as a general whole, God, do I agree. This is like the last thing in the world that I wanted to do, John, was build my own theme for inbound REM. That's the truth. I didn't want to do it at all. It was so much work and so much money. We spent over 2 years building and revising our theme, and I wouldn't even be able to tell you how much money I spent keeping my developer employed full time, basically working at it. The problem is that every single time we came across something that we felt like we needed to do well for SEO, we discovered that we had to custom develop it into the theme, like threading IDX Broker search results into the theme so that we can get some pages read with property data on it automatically, so our clients didn't have to automatically upload properties. It's probably one of the first biggest things that we did. None of these themes allow for that. And none of the themes allow you to break into the code the right way to integrate that idea into the theme. And that's just the biggest thing. But we're talking like all sorts of things, like how does mobile work? How does responsive work? The answer is, for a novice, for a basic person, they work just fine. But if you were ever an advanced person spending, like, let's say you did call me to hire me. Now that's a $20,000 decision. Do you put 20 grand on top of a theme like this? Not in my opinion.
Well, that's the whole point I was making. If you go to a regional professional marketing agency and you're prepared to spend 20,000, there's a lot of them that are going to be utilizing these themes. I know for a fact.
And that would be problematic to everybody that's listening to the show. You'd be much better served if you find yourself in that position to call John or I, or if you happen to know anybody other experts that specialize in real estate, by all means call them. But John and I are probably the best bet, especially if you're listening to our show.
Do you think I'm right in saying that? Because I'm basing it. It was about 8-9 years ago when I gave up working.
I think so.
I think probably the same thing still applies now, don't you think so?
Yeah, because to custom develop a theme from scratch, if you call an agency, you're talking like 20 grand. Other than that, we're all regurgitating either off our own designs or our own themes or somebody else's. For sure. You know how much time and energy it takes to develop one of these things. It's a pain in the ass. Not only do you have to design the pages, everybody, you have to design the code, the hooks that are going to integrate into real estate specific functionality. Like, MLS and IDX data is the easiest to point at, but there's lots of other ancillary features that you might look at, such as calendars, weather widgets, all sorts of other things that you might try to integrate. Do you want to build a property module? That's a big one. List goes on and on. But anyway,
well, you just got to know what you're getting involved for. $69, like the other one, it provides a lot, but just understand what you should utilize it for, in my opinion. Yeah, on to the next one, shall we go?
Well, before we do that, we're going to go to break really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, do us a favor, bookmark this, share this, go to the MailRight YouTube channel, wherever you find this content, give it a thumbs up, a like. If it's on a Facebook page, same there. Have any questions for us, please drop those questions on the Facebook page, or you can... John, if somebody wanted to email you, how would they do that? You can email John directly.
Yeah, sure. Go to JONATHAN, Jonathan at Mail, MAIL-RIGHT.com.
And honestly, everybody listening to the show, listen, if you have very specific single install questions about WordPress or WordPress questions in general, I honest to God feel like John is the better resource between the two of us. If you have SEO questions, you'd want to reach out to Robert at inboundrem.com. I feel like I'm one of the better resources that you could talk to about that stuff. And if you have a blend of questions, pick either one of us. I probably can each do as equally of a good job getting into the other person's expertise. So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the MailRight Show. It's episode number 429. We're doing a deep dive on a couple of places that you can buy do-it-yourself. The best places, best real estate websites from ThemeForest and other online recourses is the exact title of this show. So we're going to dive right into it with number three on the list, which is Quarter. And I'm going to pull it up for those of you who are viewing this. I'm pulling it up on a screen share. So Sean, go ahead, jump in, Quarter.
Yeah, I've got
sales.
It's not that many, but it's $39. But like you say, 83 sales on ThemeForest isn't a lot. It looks okay to me, but I think, you know, it depends if the looks they're providing, because like I said in the first half, it's all right. You know, if you've played around with WordPress, you think you can get one of these themes set up. They do provide a lot of these themes with one click, and it will put dummy content up. They have elements that make getting the website up and running a lot easier. And you do have to change the copy that they provide. You'd be highly recommended to do it. A lot of it's Latin. And then they also suck in other free plugins, get the whole thing set up for you. And if you've played around with WordPress before, I think you can stand a good chance of getting up and running. If you're a complete beginner, I think there's going to be a learning curve. And if you think you're not interested in any of this, I wouldn't bother, because you're going to get frustrated. So, but it just depends who you are. But like I say, like you pointed out, it's not bad, but they haven't got many downloads, have they?
No, they haven't got many downloads. I personally would look at that with I would examine my options very carefully, is how I would treat that. We've got quite a few, as usual. We salted through some comments earlier in the show. For those of you just joining us after the break, you really need to listen to what we said about number one, because we really had a lot of comments that are going to like absolutely apply to every single one of these themes on the list. But let's jump into the next one. It's Real Estate 7. I'm pulling it up on the screen for those of you who are following along. John, why don't you share your thoughts about this one?
Yeah, I didn't get this from ThemeForest, but I got it off a few websites, and I watched some videos that have been done in the past 6-7 months about recommendations. And one of the recommendations was this, and it's a kind of mixed bag, really, because it's a bit like, they're often a bit like Mailrite, but I kind of pitched, it took me a couple of years to work out what I was doing with Mailrite, probably a little bit longer than that. But, you know, it's a kind of WordPress competitor to Real Geeks, really, with a bit of Agent Fire thrown into the mixture as well. So that's our two main competitors, because we can do nice looking websites and we offer a lot of the functionality that Real Geeks provides. This is kind of a competitor to Mailrite, kind of, but I don't think it offers all the stuff that we offer. But because they offer their own IDX plugin, but for $79. And they offer two, you can buy a one-time license for $59, but then they offer a subscription, which is $129 per year. I'm not too sure what you're getting for that. I think you're getting more designs, where if you just buy the 59, you just get the designs that they're offering that particular purchase. That 129 doesn't include the hosting. But then they're offering this IDX plugin for 79. I would be cautious about that, because I think building an effective IDX plugin is a bloody lot of work. And I've never used it, so I can't comment on it. What do you reckon, Robert?
I recommend, like with most of these services and themes, here's what I really think. Most of you, almost 98% of you will need some help to make money and ROI off any of this. If all you're trying to do is teach, like, here's who I think has just got the sweet spot. Let's say you're a younger tech savvy agent who has some money to spend, but not much, and you're trying to save money, but also prepare for a bright future in your real estate career. Getting to know WordPress and building a WordPress site and investing this money and this time strikes me as an incredibly savvy investment, because most likely you're going to find either like a partner like me or John, or you're going to figure out how to do it yourself. But one way or the other, you're going to make a very good decision to learn WordPress. And this is as good of a start as any. I do not like the CRM extensions bundle for $399 a year. I'd be hesitant to spend the CTIDX Pro Plus for $79 a month. The Real Estate 7 WordPress theme at $129 a year, with the reviews I briefly read, seems to be a good deal. I don't like all of that, the add-ons, unless, of course, you're really knowledgeable about what you want and what you need, and you think this is going to suit you. I doubt it's going to, is my opinion. But CMS messaging, you can get it for $199 yearly. All of this stuff that they're adding in or throwing in so casually, you can just easily integrate with HubSpot for $50 a month. So, which come, and they're charging you per year. So right off the top, without even looking too deep into this, I think that, like, if you're just sticking with the theme, you're going to be well served. They're also saying it's SEO friendly. That is a particular pet peeve of mine, John, is that people who, because it's a keyword, because they know people are asking, they're like, it's SEO friendly. What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know.
It's a kind of political statement. It means everything, it means nothing.
It looks to mean, with what they've got over here, like, oh, we're going to show listings on the site, which means that you might get a small boost in your local. And that is true. Negligible. Every single person that has a real estate website with listings on it is going to get the same boost. So is it really going to do you much of anything? No. But hey, it's SEO friendly. I don't know. Don't like that language, but whatever. They've got to put it. I think they're required. Let's move on, though, because we've got a few more to cover and a little bit of time to do it. HomePress number 4 is on your list, and I'm once again pulling it up and sharing it.
Yeah. Very similar price to the first two, $59. I don't know how many downloads, because I think this is a theme for us as well, so I don't know how many downloads. But they do talk about IDX plugins and the two they talk
3,541.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
No.
It's not 30,000, but it's respectable, isn't it? They do talk in their blurb about integrating with IDX plugins, IDX Broker and iHomeFinder. They're the two that we only work with. We prefer IDX Broker, but I have got a couple of sites where they wanted to keep utilizing what they had, which was iHomeFinder, and it's okay. And they do talk about it, where the first two, they don't actually talk about it. And then you got, well, the first three, and then you got this Real Estate 7 where they're providing their own IDX plugin, which I know nothing about. And the layouts, they don't look bad, do they? I don't think.
No, they look okay. I mean, again, I think that when you find something that looks good to your eye, in any of these designs, you're probably going to be doing well.
Yeah, the other problem, unless you're this young type agent, people look at these setups, which you can automatically input, and you've got no decent photography of yourself. You've got no decent photography of your team. Your logo is crap, and you're not prepared to spend even $500, or you can't, on a decent logo. I think that's improved because there are AI and other low-cost logo producers that can produce a reasonable logo. It won't have the eye and the consultancy of somebody that actually knows what they're doing. But you get a lot of agents that will just, or you're just better off just using text if you can't. But just don't get your nephew that reckons he can knock something up for you, because it will look awful. And they also haven't got the photography, or the photography is really crap, because you know and I know to hire, there are, you know, you can hire a photography student or somebody that's on a course. There's ways of reducing the costs, but if the stuff you're importing to customize it is rubbish, the outcome will not match these examples that they're giving you, but there's ways around it. You can use the live stock photography as well. There's AI generated photography. There's a lot more choices, but that's the other problem. A lot of people, because they haven't got the budget, or they just don't understand, when they start adapting it, putting their own photos up, blah, 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 it ends up looking messy, if you know what I mean, Robert.
Yeah. So here's some thoughts. So far, guys, the place I've been most impressed by was the Real Estate 7 theme that pulled us off the site, because the reviews were a little bit easier to access. They said a lot more important things in the brief time I read them, such as immediate response. When you are using one of these themes, I think it's important to point out that you're almost always going to have questions. And either one, there's a lot of tutorials and documentation that's provided. Envato, which is too big to be super custom, is may or may not have the proper support for your specific theme available, videos, and getting a hold of somebody specifically might be a little tough. Making Real Estate 7 so far my favorite of all these things, not because I have an opinion about the theme, the design, the pictures, or any of the things you've really talked about, but because there were a couple of reviews where people said that they got a hold of Richard, the guy who designed the theme, in minutes. And there was more than one review that said that. So that could be important, but it just depends on you. And as to the images and everything, of course, you're correct. This is your bailiwick. Do I have a lot of opinions? It's too custom. Like, I would go client to client and make recommendations about images. Images can be a major SEO signal. So what John says really cannot emphasize enough in terms of marketing. A good picture, just like everybody I think instinctively knows, a good picture can be worth a lot of money to your business. on your website, on your properties page, on your listing page, if you take the time or hire a good partner, it could really pay you back. There is some very small work that you need to do to make those that investment pay off, though, that falls directly into the SEO bucket. And for that, go to my website and look up optimizing images, and you'll get all the answers for free. All right, number five on the list is Static. I love that name, is Static. And you once again pulled this off a separate website, correct?
Yeah, it was one of the recommendations of the research I did. Okay. You want to get it out? Do you want to get it out?
I drop in. You dropped out.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah, I quite like this one as well.
Hold on. Let me just delete some of these options so I can find it easier in terms of tabs.
Yeah, I quite liked it. I'm getting it up on mine. Yeah, not layouts. The layouts looked a little bit dated, a little bit, but they got maps and other things. It's just that the themes looked. It just looked a little bit dated. Look, a lot of white space. But I think it's designed for somebody that can customize it a bit. So they left it a bit bare bone, if you know what I mean. But I think they got reviews. It's like
another one being built with Elementor, which I think find to be a positive. We use Elementor. It's not that it's the only tool out there, but it is a good one. There are others, Bricks, others that I've read about. But I like Elementor, personally.
Yeah, it's nothing. I don't. I'm not one of these Elementor haters. I'm not at all. And they actually got a free site, a little small site, and then they got a pro for $89, and then they got $649. I think that's 12 months, one site, six. I don't know exactly what you're getting for that.
Mostly it's a RETS integration.
Yeah. So. And they got this RETS. You want to explain quickly what that is?
Well, it's an older standard that is... All right. It used to mean that there was a type of real estate website data that was being fed out into the world at large, that if you could read that data, it was going to give you, absolutely going to give you the ability to have more of your property data be recognized as original and on the page of the website, essentially. So RETS feed was originally, but it's not being supported universally anymore.
And then you got this other one, RESCO Web API, which is the more up-to-date version, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's, I'll read you what it says on the page. The RESCO Web API is the modern way to transport data in the real estate industry. Transport data, okay? That just means that we want to give data to the website. This RESCO oftentimes goes to the MLS, okay? But so to do it directly to your site means that you would be using the same data transfer technology that your actual MLS is using. There are rare cases in which this makes sense. I don't think that building it out with a theme provider would ever make sense, but they could easily sell it to you in such a way that it's going to sound like it makes sense. Because you could take IDX data and make a stab at making that data look proprietary to your website. Now, that's actually trickier than it sounds in my experience, John.
Just a bit.
Right. So
that was a little bit of English sarcasm.
Is he easy to sell? Incredibly difficult to deliver. I love what this site looks.
Do not go down that route by buying this theme. If you're going to go down that route, hire Robert or come to Mel Wright or go somewhere else that knows what they're talking about. Do not go down that route. Accept these solutions for what there is a sweet point for, and there's a particular type of person. This sweet point can give you a lot of value. If you're not that person that Robert described, and or you expect too much, There's a difference in you taking a theme and just customizing it a little bit. There's a difference between that and semi-full customization. What does that mean? That is taking a framework or a theme and then agreed number of pages or elements you customize. That's semi-customized. And then there's full customization, which is you consult the client and it's a white screen and you give them whatever they want. That's full customize. Just understand these are good value options if you're the right person at the right moment, because it's best to utilize one of these rather than utilize what the brokerage will provide, in my opinion. But understand the limits. If you understand the limits, you're going to be a happy bunny. If you don't, this could turn into a very frustrating experience.
We're running out of time. We're 39 minutes into this. We have one more name on the list. I would normally add some stuff. I'm not going to anymore. No. Let's just go to number 6, WP Rentals, the last one on your list, John. And I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah. Nope, it's not there.
Okay.
All right, so we won't talk about that one because I made a mistake, maybe. Shall we wrap? I think we've gone on enough 40 minutes. Can you wrap it up, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I understand, and I think that John does as well, that doing it yourself is somewhat complicated. It inherently involves learning. You're going to have to go look at some people, probably not John or I. Neither one of us produces long-form tutorial-based content about how to unpack and produce a real estate website. You may need to watch a few of those videos to make this a doable thing for you to even do it. The only advantage to all of this is you really could, with a little bit of learning and time, unpack a reasonably high quality theme for under $100 and get a website live on like WordPress.org, and then maybe $8 a month. Theoretically, you could do the whole thing for $250. Now, it would probably be like 100 or 200 hours of your time, but you could do it for a very low outlay of capital. That's who this is aimed at. Anything further, I strongly recommend that you probably reach out to John first, me second. If you have a sub interest in SEO, maybe me second. Just the idea of doing this in general. John's the guy who's been doing this for years. Like he already said, he's been contracted by local agencies. He's got another WordPress based company that he does for learning management systems. So a very wide degree of experience and years of experience now. And real estate specifically. So with that kind of wind up, John, if somebody did want to reach out to you, how would you like them to do it?
Oh, just go to the mail-write.com website, mail-write.com, and you can book a chat with me on the website. Back over to you, Rob.
And for me, I've built about 200 high-end real estate SEO projects. So a real estate website, and then we focus on SEO. And you know, they're obviously not do-it-yourself. There's a reasonable price tag attached to it. You can find out all that information on inboundrem.com if you're curious. You can, if you really want to, you can email me directly at robert@inboundrem.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate it. There's nothing that's more important than trying to be helpful. If we can do that better, you can call John or either email John. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. John, take us offline.